You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD. Central Texas Recovery Update.
We got the latest on the flooding in Central Texas. The governor tours the devastation again. He met with first responders and spoke out with an update and explained the importance of having teams across the country helping out.
Walking every inch of a, it could be a creek, a river, whatever the case may be, to ensure that they are scouring every inch of earth in the state of Texas where a body could be found. And is benefit or aided by search dogs. And whenever we've had dog teams that have flown in from other states across the entire country. And so the response that we've been able to provide, especially as it concerns search and rescue operations, has been magnified many times over because of these teams who have stepped in from other states.
Now, the governor was joined by Texas Division of Emergency Management Chief Nim Kidd.
We have over 2,300 state employees working under the governor's direction to support our local government partners. But a number that continues to blow me away is the over 13,000 volunteers just coming out to help anywhere they can. We are grateful for the volunteers, but I need help getting the message to the volunteers also. In each of these communities, we will be establishing volunteer reception centers. The idea is for you volunteers to go to those sites so that we can match up your capabilities and skills with the needs of the community.
And the Guadalupe River remains below flood stage, but the governor says that could change as more storms are expected. And right now, we know there are 131 people confirmed dead and another 100 still missing.
And we're getting more rain in Kerrville, and that caused the search to stop.
It's likely all of the victims won't be found from the flooding, but the one thing I saw as I was in Kerrville was the community really sticking together. Kerrville Tyvee High School's slogan is "Tyvee Fight Never Dies."
The high school's motto is bleeds very, very deeply into our community that we know together we'll get back up again.
That Tyvee Fight Never Dies and the Ingram pride inside, even over there, is just, it's real and it's just embedded within our community and you can see it firsthand.
Those in the community telling me that they will be there for one another forever. Russell Scott, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
Financial donations for flood relief only in Kerr County.
The outpouring of in-kind donations has become overwhelming, according to the Texas Department of Emergency Management. Kerrville City Councilwoman Brenda Hughes with a message from TDEM.
We're at capacity. We appreciate all of the donations, but we literally just don't have the space, the time, and people to manage it.
This refers to food, clothes, cleaning supplies. Financial donations, though, very much in need. Kerrville Mayor Joe Herring.
We will need every penny that generosity allows people to send.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Also today, an update from the Dallas's police chief about a shooting last week involving his officers. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the latest from DPD headquarters.
Dallas police released body camera video and 911 calls.
The night in his other hand, he's walking back and forth. He's looking at my neighbor's house, and there's only a woman there that I know.
Chief Daniel Como says several people called in about a guy with a knife cutting himself in the street.
One call also said that he attempted to kick the door in of a residence, and a witness said that he came at her with a knife. She had to lock herself inside of a vehicle.
He says officers tried using tasers and pepper balls, but he says body camera video shows Jake Miller charge at police and an officer shooting him, but then officers giving him first aid.
Look, the officers did a phenomenal job out there. They tried to keep everyone safe. They even tried to keep Mr. Miller safe.
Miller died at the hospital. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The death toll now officially, we're up to 132 and still 170 missing.
That's amazing.
And unaccounted for.
I mean, I don't want to, amazing is probably not the right word, but it's just unfathomable that they have not made any progress on finding the missing.
They did not knock a single name off that list over the weekend. And the backdrop to all of this, the special session starts a week from today in Austin, and there's definitely going to be some flood-related items on the agenda there. So we're going to bring in KRLD's Chris Fox right now in Austin. And of course, he covered the floods in Kerr County as well. With us right now, the recovery operations suspended yesterday. Are they, I mean, have you heard at all, are they gradually going to start scaling these back because of really a lack of progress?
Well, as you said, the rains led to the halting of the search and rescue effort, and that's still being paused as we speak. There's a flash flood alert in Kerr County till 9 p.m. this evening. I just spoke with the mayor's office asking specifically if we knew when perhaps that effort would start up again, and it's still unknown. It's one of the things that we were learning last week was the two biggest factors would be the terrain. There are three biggest factors, the terrain, the just sheer amount of debris, and the fluctuating water levels. And obviously we saw the fluctuating water levels yesterday, even in Kerrville. But also, you know, up in San Saba, 27 feet, Lampasas, 33 feet. I mean, it's just, he was talking earlier about how many days of rain. I think I'd read that Texas on average gets 6 days of rain in July on average. And we're in Central Texas right now, we're at 10. And we're, you know, not even halfway through the month.
All right, so the special session is going to start up next week. I'm certain that flood-related bills are going to be front and center. What are some of them that you're hearing about?
None yet. The first 50 bills from the House have been filed, and none of them are flood-related. The House and Senate has set up a subcommittees regarding the flood, and they meet on July 23rd. So I don't think anything's going to be coming bill-wise regarding the flood until they meet. I think visually it make more sense for them to decide together. There are several areas, I believe, that the governor obviously wanted to focus on. The alert system obviously being one, money for the area. There are about four different sets of ideas, I think, that they're looking at. At this point, but I don't think they'll move on it until at least the joint hearing on July 23rd.
I mean, they've got some money to do some things there.
You'd think they had a $24 billion surplus going in, not to mention the rainy day fund, the economic stabilization fund, which is sitting at about, I think that's a $28 billion. So yeah, there's money there. And this would fit right in with the definition of the rainy day fund, obviously, on several levels, you know, not so ironic. But one-time usage is generally the kind of they don't want to use the economic stabilization fund for anything beyond like one-time usage, and it seems like this might be that.
That's perfect. That it's even called that, rainy day.
I know.
Obviously, the irony of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is a special session begins 1 week from today.
1 week from today, yes. And they have a whole laundry list of. It's amazing to see the bills out. I'm going to do something, and I'm looking into them right now. I noticed the second bill on the list was another version of the bathroom bill, which didn't even make it into the House committee, more or less. It flew through the Senate, but didn't make it into a House committee, so we'll see.
I guess, and
like
also
a lot of Republican red meat bills.
A vote
and then,
on the veto of the hemp bill, the
some regulation on
regulation
THC
on
stuff.
That will be addressed.
So far, no Senate bills have been filed yet. And that's what we saw, Senate Bill 3. And so I think many are expecting to see that refiled. Because one of the arguments that was used about vetoing it had to do with the Arkansas law that had been somewhat stalled in the courts. But the Eighth Circuit, I think is who they report to, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, upheld the law. And so I think the exact Senate Bill 3 might be refiled again. I know the lieutenant governor was big on that bill, and I think he wanted it filed in its entirety again, and we'll see what happens in round two.
Good enough. Chris, appreciate it as always. Thank you so much. KRLD's Chris Fox with us live. We're going to talk about right now the story that won't die, as much as Donald Trump wishes it would.
Yeah, I'm looking at the TV right now, and they're talking about this very thing. There was a Turning Point conference. It is a conservative group think tank over the weekend. You had Tucker Carlson there, Megyn Kelly, both of which are a little upset with the current administration about a sudden about-face.
A lot of people are. The story, it kind of got lost in the shuffle last week, at least here in Texas, with all the flooding in the Hill Country. The Jeffrey Epstein story, just to catch you up, This is one that everyone has had questions about for years. Was there a client list? Who was on it? Did Epstein really kill himself in that jail cell? Well, it came up last year on the campaign trail, actually, when Trump was asked point blank.
The list of clients that went to the island has not been made public.
Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it? Probably will be, by the way. Probably.
So if you're able to, you'll be...
Yeah, certainly take a look at it.
Yeah, that's the definition of lukewarm.
Yeah,
right there. And MAGA was completely on board with this. They wanted it because they knew, and many still insist, that prominent Democrats are on that list. But the left was just as adamant that many powerful Republicans were on it, too.
We just talked about it, that both sides really wanted to see that list because they said, gotcha.
Right?
They think that there's going to be a gotcha moment with somebody.
So here we go. A couple of months ago, it looked like we were finally going to get those answers when Attorney General Pam Bondi was asked.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
Yeah, about that.
Well, basically, she said, first of all, the thing that's catching is there is a list. She says, yeah, it's on my desk.
It is on my desk.
I've got the list.
But now she has announced there is no list.
No such thing.
And that Epstein did commit suicide. Case closed. Move along. Nothing to see here. That's quite a 180, isn't it? Her explanation.
I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that.
Uh-huh.
Well, look, okay. The thing is that part, like we said, a part of this, one of the reasons that you had Trump and a lot of people excited to see him in office was that he was going to expose those that needed to be exposed.
Right.
And now it seems like he's just a part of the quote-unquote deep state.
The cover-up, right?
That all...
And he's defending Bondi. He jumped in during last week's cabinet meeting when someone asked her about it.
Still talking about this?
Yeah.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is...
Playoffs? Talking about playoffs?
And we keep asking the question, you know, we have for some time, what would it take for MAGA to turn on Trump? Well, I mean, for a lot of people, this is it.
It's a huge controversy that has pitted the MAGA movement, some of Trump's loudest and most prominent supporters, against Pam Bondi and others in the Trump administration over their promise to release the so-called Epstein files, the investigative records on the case of Jeffrey Epstein, of course, was the convicted sex trafficker financier who was found dead in his jail cell back in 2019. Pam Bondi is over the weekend. There was a big event in Tampa, a Turning Points USA event. This is the core of Trump's MAGA movement. And speaker after speaker was slamming her, blaming her for the fact that the material has not been released and apparently is not going to be released.
This has actually escalated to the point now that the assistant director of the FBI, Dan Bonino, is reportedly threatening to resign.
I don't think
that'll ever happen, but...
But he's at least he's upset.
His boss, upset. Cash Patel, has peddled Epstein conspiracy theories for years. So what's he going to do? And then there's Elon Musk. Elon tweeted just a few weeks ago in the midst of his feud with Trump that Trump was in the Epstein files. And then last week he shared a meme called "The Official Jeffrey Epstein Pedophile Arrest Counter." And the number was set at zero. Elon's caption to that, he said, "What's the time? Oh, look, it's no one has been arrested o'clock again."
Let me tell you, if I'm guessing, if there is such a list, it would be a lot of business leaders, maybe a lot of billionaires that we would have no idea. If you're in Wall Street or something like that, you might know a few of them. Maybe some world leader. I don't know that there is a huge name that's like, oh, there you go. Because if they've been around, this list has been around for years.
Like we said, everyone thinks that there are big names and that they're all from the other side.
And yes, and you can get your supporters really fired up by saying that Epstein, Epstein, Epstein. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this whole Elon thing, here's a little conspiracy theory that I just came up with.
Right,
I think he's been tinkering with the algorithms because ever since Bondi buried this, my ex feed is just littered with these conspiracy theorists and people I don't know. I don't follow them. They don't follow me, and they're just showing up.
Suggested.
Yeah.
Suggested
exactly.
Follow.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.